Go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, on Thursday, December 12th, 2024. The time is now 7:03. Can we please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg? You're not there?
No.
Okay. Ms. Pettinici?
Here.
Ms. Gudomski?
Here.
Ms. Berrios Perez?
Not here.
Okay. Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Mr. Still?
Here.
Mr. Chevarella?
Excuse.
Ms. Falchoni Smith?
Here.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect there are six members present, Mr. Mayor. You have a quorum.
Thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I don't have any. Sarah, do you have any?
I have none.
Okay, so make a motion. Do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So move.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Mayor, the record should... I'm sorry, before the public portion, Mr. Mayor, the record should reflect that Ms. Berrios Perez has entered the meeting at 7:05.
Thank you, sir. Who's that? Oh. No. Oh, just there.
Now
she is. Okay. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak?
Yes, Mayor.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Barbara DeGennaro, 51 Pegasus Road. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Barbara.
I'm wanted to speak tonight for a few minutes regarding item 8.5, a request to use Hayden Baseball Field with, I guess, an application for the waiver of the fee. Many of you know I served on the board for 14 years, and I was the initial author of the plan that's in effect now of the process, the process and the procedure.
Barb, I don't mean to interrupt. Barb?
The what?
You said the waiver of the fee. It's a reduction, just so you know.
A reduction. Well,
okay.
Fee reduction. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, in actuality, it is a waiver because it's a reduction in what is asked. But anyway, that's neither here nor there right now. So in 2019, I attended many meetings with the rec department. I was on the operations and procedures at that point. I honestly can't recall if I was the chair. However, in the following probably almost 2 year and a half, This procedure, the documents were worked on extensively by myself, Sarah Wadomski, and Charlie Sampson. The application was adopted by the board on August 13th, 2020. The process and the paperwork has been in existence for 4 years. We did start with fees and things, looking at other municipalities to try to get a start. And I believe what is still happening and has happened is that the board asks for applications to see them, to see how many have come in, to see who's paid what. That's still not happening 4 years later. Waivers were given, and I could tell you, and those that are on the board now, remember that I voted against every waiver and reduction that ever came in front of that board, because the when it comes, it's from group number five. And I looked at the application tonight. I know the gentlemen, the young men that are involved with this organization. They're Derby guys. Yeah, I'm a Derby girl. It's the way it is. But the application still isn't even filled out correctly for the board to even consider. Group five is that group that has organizations that do not have a contact with Derby. So, you know, it's there for a reason. The fee is there for a reason. The fees are there for a reason. This 4 years that this whole application has still been going forward the way it's been, there's been no changes to it. I'm not saying to make any changes, but you can't make any changes because there's been no process to look at who has applied, who has paid, what it's costing. No, you have nothing to compare it to. And I can't tell you because I did see some comments, that were floating out there. When this was approved by the board in 2020, it was specific. And you could go back and you could look at the minutes. And I got them right in front of me. But I remember it like it was yesterday because I spent so much time on it, that there was the line items were set up. What at that point, it was like Department 5200. I don't know that that's even that number exists anymore. But it was set up to show what came in, what went out, salaries. Now we're at a point where we're five years into this turf, and then you still have maintenance issues. You have all those things. Things are going to go into disrepair. But that when someone comes in and asks for a reduction or a waiver, the board is really at they have nothing to look at besides a rule that was in effect. It's in effect. And, you want to stray from that. Then it has no effect. So, I know we want people to use the facility. People are using the facility, but, it's millions of dollars that was brought there for our youth, our students, our residents, our citizens. And I'm not, and believe me, I know, again, the two guys, they've done very well for themselves, and we should be proud of that. But the rule is there for a reason. And I just ask that the board remember that. But, the board is also, they have nothing in their hands to compare it to when applications aren't filled out correctly, not given to them, no inventory of what has happened. They're at a disadvantage. The board is at it, and so is the city. We're at a disadvantage of how we need to take care of this facility, what needs to be paid, who needs to be paid. So, I saw it, I heard about it, I read about it because apparently I don't, my name in the when the article was there in parentheses, I don't know why Mr. Driscoll did that, but anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Barb. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody else from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Number six, administrative appointments, approval of minutes. There are none for this meeting. 6.2, refund of taxes. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $12,894.80 dated December 5th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
Double.
Made by Rollins. There second, a second.
Sarah.
Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 6.3, appointments to the boards and commissions, no action. 6.4, mayor's update. So first, the holiday tree lighting. I want to thank everyone who came to the annual tree lighting on the green. It was well attended and it was a remarkable success. Many thanks to those who helped organize it, and a big shout out to BJ's Wholesale Club for donating the hot chocolate and candy canes. Storms Ambulance 75th anniversary. A big congratulations goes out to the Storms Ambulance on their occasion of their 75th anniversary. They hosted a great event on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. It was an honor to participate and attend with my wife. Derby Pop Warner cheerleaders. Congratulations to the three cheerleading teams who participated in the national tournament in Florida this week. Each team gave a strong showing. The Derby Tiny Mites are third in the nation. The Derby Junior Peewees are runner-up national champs. And today, the Derby Mighty Mites were first place and national champs. So congratulations to all three teams. Stuff a Truck event. I had the privilege of representing the city of Derby at a Stuff a Truck event on Saturday at BJ's Wholesale. It was a successful event, and we want to thank all those generous shoppers who donated to a worthy cause. Toys for Kids. We have been busy collecting toys for our friends and neighbors in need in the Valley. This past Saturday, we had a wonderful time sorting and organizing toys at the Toys for Kids shop to prepare for toys for distribution and pickup. It was a great event. We raised a lot, we got a lot of toys in. We brought them back to Shelton, to the Echo Hose Training Center. We unloaded four or five ambulances, and there were just so many bags of toys. It was so good to see. So good for them for standing out in the cold and doing that day. Sister City Delegation. We had a fun week with the delegation from our sister city, town of Pulignano, in Italy. It was really a pleasure to get to know Mayor Francisco Maria Urbano and his delegation. He assured us that he will return to Derby to celebrate our 350th anniversary next year. Celebrating 1 year in office. I want to thank all the people of Derby for the honor of celebrating my 1 year anniversary as your mayor. It is demanding work, but I am happily here every day and working diligently to improve the quality of life in our city. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. And then in conclusion, I would like to take this opportunity to wish each of you a very Merry Christmas, happy holiday season. It is my wish that we end the year with hope for 2025, and we continue to work together to get our city back on track of success. Together, we have made great strides, and together we will reach our goals for a better Derby. Enjoy the holidays with your family and friends. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, that's my update. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, yep. I'd like the record to reflect that Arthur Newberg entered the meeting at 7:14.
Perfect. Hi, Arthur. Seven committee reports and recommendations. There were no action on all three committees. Number 8.1, Eagle Scout Project presentation. Luke Camara, I do not see him. So we'll move on and see if he does show up, and we can let him go when he gets there, okay? All right. 8.2, obligation of ARPA funds for 2024 and financial update, Brian Hall. Move to obligate $564,767.11 in ARPA funds for current year to date employee benefits expenses as recommended by Finance Director Brian Hall. Go ahead, Brian.
Good evening, everyone. Well, thank you. Just want to give you a little bit of an update on where we are with some of the financials. You'll notice in tonight's packet, you'll see a pretty detailed breakout of all of the different line items, as well as an overall summary. Just as note in there is also the revenues that we're getting from our Parks and Recreation. While not broken out in great detail, those numbers are referenced in there for everyone's future look. You can see what we made last year, what we're on track for, and what we budgeted. What's in there was those financials that were shared with MFAC in November 20th. We discussed a few different topics that I'll just update you on. We're obviously currently still working through the fiscal 24 audit. Preliminary estimate is very positive. I would expect at least a $1.2 million surplus, greatly in part to the, all of the hard work from this board and the current administration. The decision to use the ARPA funds to rectify the previous administration's budgeting shortfalls for underfunding employee benefits, higher sanitation collection expenses, and overstated tax collection rate assumptions are difficult but necessary. This bill will reverse the trend of almost $4 million in budget deficits over the last 2 years and will help increase the fund balance to $3.8 million, with our goal being to be around 10% or roughly $5 million. Challenges with the new accounting software and some staffing shortages in the tax office, for which my team has had to cover for, have delayed the audit timelines. We also need more time to try to fix the numerous deficiencies that have been identified in the last audit. I set expectations with NFAC that we'll probably have a goal of Q1 2025 to complete the audit well ahead of last year's completion date. But we will be requesting extensions beyond the December due date. As far as a fiscal 2025 update goes, it's still early in the year, but I have no concerns to report at this time. The police contract negotiations are going well, and I hope that they will be completed soon so that the renegotiated police outside work rates can go into effect and have a positive impact to the to this year's budget year. The funds will be allocated to the existing services and expenses, so we do not risk losing any of these funds. As we talked about, it's critical that we obligate to $564,767.11 of ARPA funds, so we do not have to return these. As is noted in the deadlines, December 31st, 2024, it's not just that these can be obligated by adoption by a board. We have to actually have an audit place for property and services entered into contracts, subawards, or similar transactions. So as such, as a reminder, we're going to be using the standard allowance for revenue loss of up to $10 million. This allowance can be used for government services without needing to demonstrate actual revenue loss. I have no concerns for what was budgeted for employee expense is not sufficient. So by approving this request, I expect that the entire amount will be added to the general fund balance and can be utilized later at this board's discretion. Previously, roughly $300,000 of this money had been earmarked for the Greenway Bridge repairs. It could still be used for these repairs once the RFP has been completed or the board has been chosen to do the work. However, this will require the board's approval to do so. Does anyone have any questions? Right. Thank you.
I always have questions. So just one tonight. So I just want to make it clear that the $564,767.11 is being used because of a shortfall in the previous administration's budget sessions. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that this time around, we need to have these funds obligated. The best way to do that is to obligate it against expenses that have already occurred so that there's no risk we have to return these funds. There were other projects that were earmarked for these funds. However, we are not far enough along. And so unfortunately, we have to shift our gears. Most of the ARPA funds that have been used to date have been to cover budget shortfalls, you're correct. This particular one of this year, with this current budget that the man I said, I'm confident we're good with this year's budget. And this will just be creative and we'll just have some additional surplus funds is what I expect with the use of these funds in this budget cycle.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Made by Sarah, is there a second? Second, Rob? Any more discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Brian. 8.3, Derby Senior Center request to sell bus. Move to authorize the Derby Senior Center to sell their bus and that the proceeds be returned to the Senior Center activity account designated for transportation. Do I have a motion?
Double.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Ooh. I'll go Jessica. Any discussion?
Where's the bus now?
Good. Hit the button, Don. Don, hit the button. So the green light goes on. Yep. All right, you're good.
Don Hebert from the Derby Senior Center. I'm the director. The bus is currently in the garage. It was in Public Works. It led to like mice infestation, so that it was moved to the garage, and now it's in disrepair. It's been vandalized. It's broken into. People have been doing things in that made it unsanitary, and it needs a lot of repairs. So we basically just want to dispose of it and then return whatever proceeds that we get back into the transportation fund that it came out of.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to know where the bus is at now. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we do motion? I forgot. All right, so all in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 8.4, bid waiver for salt shed. Move to waive bid for the construction of the salt shed at the Derby Public Works Complex in the amount of $269,772.40 due to donation from the United Illuminating Company. Do I have a motion?
So
made by Ron. Is there a second? Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 8.5, request of Housatonic Athletic Wellness Center for a fee reduction for use of Payton Baseball Field. Discussion and possible action. So Jolie's is here. He's asking to use the field 40 to 50 times at a rate of $300 each time he uses it. He wants to play his home games for the league that he runs at Derby Field. And so he brought the application forward. So if anybody has any questions, we can entertain that now.
Is Dennis on?
He is not going to be on tonight.
Why not?
He told me he couldn't make it.
So, Ms. Lucia, obviously this is self-explanatory. We have the paperwork here in front of us on what you're proposing here. It's a great thing that you do. You know, I appreciate it. And like I said, I think the last time I saw you, the home run hit the old field house over there on Ryan Field. I mean, it's up to the rest of the members of the board here, but, you know, you have my vote.
Thank you.
Any other discussion?
I just like to add to Barbara DiGennaro's point, this has nothing to do with the applicants. It Correct. Has everything to do with our Parks and Rec director not following protocol and getting the information necessary for us to review. And I can't help but notice that he had mentioned in the Parks and Rec meeting that other towns have just the other day, other towns have used our field, or we have used other towns' fields at no cost. And while that's true, you know, St. Joe's, we never used St. Joe's field. We never used Woodlands field. And we did ask Ansonia if we can use their field, and they told us no. So these three schools, St. Joe's, Ansonia, and Woodland, have all asked have all used our field at no cost. And we have yet to see a proper application from them, from either school. So and again, this has nothing to do with the applicants. It has everything to do with our Parks and Rec director not following protocol that, you know, Barbara DiGennaro just outlined that has been in place for 4 or 5 years now. So, you know, looking at the application today and the request, and just to go back even further, when Alderman Sampson offered to create a spreadsheet for Dennis O'Connell to let us know how much revenue we're making from the Payton Fieldhouse, Payton Park, and Flippo Field, we've yet to see a single submission of that spreadsheet with the dollar amount that we're receiving. And Brian, if I may, I'm looking at your financial overview for tonight. This year, did we make $17,767 at the Payton Complex?
So that amount would cover, you know, everything, right? Pool fees, every dollar that comes in from the Parks and Rec Department, year to date through October would be that number.
Okay, because it says specifically the Ryan Complex.
That is just the department that everything is budgeted. Yeah, I think that's everything that's the budget in, but.
Was that from January, Brian?
It'd be a lot more. There's a, I think it's 21,524. Okay, and that's for the entire department, that's not just the Leo F. Ryan athletic complex. Correct, 21,524 is for everything, all revenues that come in.
Okay. All right, thank you.
That's the pool, Brian?
Everything? That would include the pool and everything. We do have a budget of 105,000 this year. Last year, we brought in about $111,000. Okay.
$70,000
That's correct. I mean, 111,000 was last year's number. We budgeted 105. We're at 21. So we're a little bit behind where we would probably need to be to get there for the full year. The 21,000 was year to date from July to October. Okay.
You know, so just to complete my thought, you know, Charlie, Sarah, and Barbara worked extensively on that fee schedule, and we don't know how many organizations are paying full price because our Parks and Rec director is not supplying that information to us. I know based on this information that we're receiving here, we're 5 years away from having to replace those two turf fields at $1 million a piece. So, you know, $900 a day is a bit much, and you know, 100% of zero is zero. So if we're going to charge $900 a day, we're not going to get anybody. So a fee reduction is certainly in order. So I don't know what that number is because we've asked Dennis O'Connell to let us know how much it costs per day for the lights, how much you know, per hour, you know, the field usage is going to cost. And again, we haven't seen that information. However, again, 100% of zero is zero. So this money is going to fall on the taxpayer. So if Joe's organization wants to pay $300 a day times 50 games, potentially, that's, you know, $15,000 that the taxpayers of Derby are not going to have to pay otherwise.
That's if I may.
Yeah.
And that's what we talked about at the Parks and Rec. It looks like we can get between 12 to 15,000. The field is empty and available. And I agree that we're not getting the reports. We don't even get them at Parks and Rec the way we want to get them. So that's got to be changed, and it's got to be changed immediately. But it should have no effect on this waiver request for the reduction. And it would be nice to bring the $12,000 to $15,000 into the city.
I'd just like to also note that in that $300 total, you know, that there's a custodian that is required. So that's money taken out immediately off the top of that 300, which is non, that's never up for a waiver. So that's plus or minus $60 taken from that. And whatever that number is. I agree with everything Barb said. I agree with and hear everything Rob is saying. Again, it is not the organization. It is, we still, after 4 or 5 years, have not been given any information on what does it cost to run this field? What does it cost? What does the wear of a day's use cost? How much does it cost to run the lights? Are we losing money if, you know, charging $300 because we're going to have more wear over time? Are we going to, you know, is the maintenance of the field going to come faster if we have a bunch of, you know, $300 a day, you know, offers? I will note the $300, I'm assuming, came from the Group 3 designation, which our Derby organizations, that group three is a $300. And actually, this application also has the concession stand on it. So it actually adds cost to use the concession stand. So it's actually $1,000 instead of $900 for the group four. You know, for the general groupings. But again, this is, this is, again, 4 and 5 years of the Parks and Rec director not doing what he needs to do. And it's not fair to this board to continue to present these applications to us without the information we needed. And I would hope that the Parks and Rec Department, and Ron as a member of the board, that you help this board, advocate for that information. Because again, it is not fair to us. It's not fair to the organizations that are coming and asking for reductions. We do not have the information to know whether we are making money, whether 300 is a wash, or whether we're losing money giving a waiver fee reduction at $300 a game.
Excuse me, if I can add, Dennis did tell us at Parks and Rec last week that he is phasing himself out, and his current salary is $25,000 a year. And if we were going to replace them, we're going to be looking at about $65,000 to even try to replace them. But that's what's going to be happening. He is going to phase himself out. So we will be looking. So we need to change a lot of things to bring better money in, to have better supervision, to have better, especially maintenance up there. It's beyond what we need.
Yeah, getting. I've said time and time again at this board, you get what you pay for. So we need to hire a Parks and Rec director that, there's degrees for this, and there's people that, go to school for this and can oversee a program and several programs in citywide. So I think this needs to go, that position needs to go to subcommittee and determine, and if we can put that in the mayor's budget this year to include salary for a full-time Parks and Rec director, I think that would be beneficial to the city.
Yeah, we certainly send that to subcommittee.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Joe, real quick question. It says you're going to use the concession stand. Are you looking to open the stand, or are you going to have like a table with soda and candy?
So when I was filling out, hi, I'm Joe. Good evening, Lisa. So when I was filling out the application, I really wasn't sure what to check off. So I just needed the field, and I was speaking with Chris, and I was like, hey, it says concessions. He's like, yeah, just check it off. And when you get there, he's like, we don't need it. But just check it off. We're not sure if it was included, not included. So no, I do not need it. It would just be field use only.
So did you work on the application with Dennis at all?
No, I just filled it out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's honestly an embarrassment. I'm sorry. This is crazy. The fact that Dennis isn't here right now to talk to us is embarrassment. I'm very much into government, advocate for government. This is where my career path is going to be. And at like a fundamental level, this isn't just about us and the department. This is about the department and the public. Like, we are elected by people to represent them, and by department heads not showing up, they don't get an opportunity to actually like hold these departments accountable. It's really just frustrating. And I want to read something from the CIAC's, I don't know if it's a policy, it's from page 15. It's reimbursement for quarterfinal and semifinal games. CIAC will reimburse the home team in the quarterfinal and semifinals up to $1,700 for costs associated in staging the game. The fee we waived 2 weeks ago was for that sort of game, a semifinal or whatever. We waived a fee that the CIAC would have reimbursed St. Joe's to begin with. That's what I heard from the information I got from other people.
Because they had to pay for the police department. They had to pay for public works.
It said CIAC will assume the cost of the officials and the site director. I assume that, I don't know. Everybody's gotten the short end of the stick for a long time. And I feel like I've sort of bitten my tongue a lot, which isn't something I'm proud of saying, but people just need to stand up. And it's an administrative thing, ultimately. like this department, it's ultimately in the purview of the administration. I'm sorry. And we ran last year on transparency, and you can't just pick and choose. You know, we've done a great thing with the finances, but there's a lot of levels to government, and we need to be transparent throughout. And I might be wrong with the officials. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Oh, you're good. Know,
that's just how I'm feeling.
You're good.
I know this has gotten beyond you guys. There's a lot of things that we need to fix.
It's fine. No, it's totally fine.
You know, all that being said, and as I said, $900, we're not gonna get that. So we're not gonna get anything. So I would make the motion to approve this fee reduction to $300.
Yeah. Motion made by Rob, second by Ron Sill. Is there any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to 2. Motion carries.
No, that said, we do need to get this fixed. We do need to get the schedule fixed, and we do need
to get the bid waivers eliminated altogether. Huh.
Okay, 8.6, 2025 regular meeting schedule. Move to adopt the 2025 regular meeting schedule dated December 10th, 2024. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Made by Sarah, second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. 9, old business, no action. 10, executive session, 2 Factory Street. And B, settlement of personal matter involving deputy finance director. I'd like to invite corporation counsel, attorney Testa, and Brian Hall and Linda Fusco. Do I have a motion? Made by George. Is there a second? Second by Amy. All in favor? Opposed? All right, we're going to the executive session at 7:41. Everybody.
And we're just going to pause the recording.
Okay, I need a motion to come out of the executive session at 7:52. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by Arthur. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Number 11, regular session action from executive session. Discussion of possible action on the following matter, settlement of personal matter involving deputy finance director.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to allow the mayor to enter into the settlement agreement as discussed in executive session.
Motion made by Sarah. Authorization. With an authorization design. Yeah.
And to give the mayor authorization to sign it.
Thank you. All right, motion made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ron, number 12.
Motion to adjourn at 7:52.
Is there a second? Second by Rob. All in favor? Good meeting.
Magnetic.
Sorry.